bastard. Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him. Now it's my turn to die.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Election day is finally here.
The ball is in the courts of the American people. Today is the day.
GOP vice presidential hopeful J.D. Vance joined millions of Americans and cast his ballot this morning. He in Cincinnati.
I, of course, voted for Donald Trump and myself. So did my wife. And we also, for all the locals out there, we voted for Bernie Moreno for the United States Senate.
Mr. Trump is expected to vote next hour at a rec center in Palm Beach. Our latest polls show he and Vice President Harris are basically tied in seven key battleground states, among them Wisconsin. Reporter Bruce Marcus is in Eagle River.
Most polls in the Badger state show the race here is a toss-up. Democratic Governor Tony Evers is not surprised.
Wisconsin's a purple state.
People here generally know who they'll vote for, in part because of their dislike for the other candidate. Here's a Harris supporter.
Trump is just the complete opposite of what we need. He's a criminal. He's a felon.
But this man thinks the former president is the only good choice.
What has Harris done?
Not in vain.
I'm Jim Crisula in Raleigh, North Carolina. 4.2 million Tar Heel residents, a record number, cast ballots during in-person early voting.
Made me happy to see people getting out early to, you know, cast their vote, have their voice heard.
I just really wanted to make sure that my vote got cast.
Early bird kissed the first one.
57% of the state's 7.8 million registered voters cast ballots in this key battleground state during the early voting period.
Voting officials across the country have stepped up security for poll workers. Derek Bowens is elections director in Durham County, North Carolina.
We've implemented de-escalation training alert badges for all of our chief judges and site coordinators to wear. If they press that button, they'll have law enforcement out to their site immediately.
The Secret Service has put up an 8-foot-tall ring of anti-scale fencing around the White House. Voters in 10 states are deciding on abortion rights measures today. Helen Brewer is a policy specialist with the National Conference of State Legislatures.
All of these would establish a right to abortion in the state constitution. And there's a lot of variation across the board in how detailed or how general that right is.
Anyone you know coughing, sneezing, feeling generally miserable? It may not be COVID or flu. The CDC reports the number of people coming down with a milder lung infection, walking pneumonia, is 10 times greater this year than last. The incidence is up across all age groups. S&P futures are up 37. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. The inmate was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. The longtime former managing director of the Racine Theater Guild passed away Sunday. During his tenure from 1969 to 2001, Norman McPhee directed over 200 productions. He was 88. Details about a memorial have not yet been announced. Polls are open and voters can find out where to vote at the My Vote Wisconsin website. Live election coverage starts at 6 at civicmedia.us or our sister station, 540 WAUK. And free rides to polling stations are available in Racine and Kenosha through various organizations. You can find contact info at WRJN for Souls to the Polls, the Racine Interfaith Coalition, and the Leaders of Kenosha. All of those groups are giving rides. Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf emphasizes patience as ballot counting may take time tonight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Changes for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, more roster changes for the Brewers. First baseman Jake Bowers and pitcher Bryce Wilson will not return to the team, both becoming free agents. Pitcher Frankie Montes declining his option to return to the crew. Both he and Colin Ray also headed a free agency. The Brewers GM, Matt Arnold, has been named baseball's Executive of the Year. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers opened their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross at the Kohl's Center. NBA, the Bucks losing in Cleveland, 116-114. Damian Lillard had 36 points. The Bucks off to an ugly 1-6 start.
Just because it's a 1-6 start, like you said, it's ugly. You know what I mean? But when you look at the big picture, you know, it's such a long season. It's 75 games left. I've been part of teams that have won 16 straight, 14 straight. You know, you just get in a ditch.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, drizzly, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s, dropping fairly quickly by later this evening. Tonight, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Then on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
This right here on WRJN. So when am I planning on playing that artist of record, you know, for Herman? Oh my goodness, this is a song.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl who's not too shy. And I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She bends close to me like I hope she
to me like I hope she would. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh. We only dance for a minute or two, but then she stuck close to me the whole night through.
Oh.
Can I be the one in love?
She's everything I've been dreaming of.
She's everything I've been dreaming of. I went to home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just the one night stand. So I asked to see her next week and she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Something good. Jackie Kopelman calling in for Racine. She's my fifth caller right here at WRJN. So she's got herself Herman Hermit's album from Time and Again, Music and More.
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am.
You know, just because.
I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. I am. Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the Eighth.
He had to have fun doing that song. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. He married the widow next door. What made him the eighth? Well, she's been married seven times before. And oh my goodness, great song. Fun man, very, very nice man, talented man. Peter Noon, right here on WRJ and local news, timeless hits, artist of record. And by the way, I mean, he was huge growing up. I mean, he was absolutely huge. He married in 1968 and is still married to his same wife, which is unreal. This you just don't hear about that as far as 60s and 70s artists, you know, if they even got married at all. So married to the same guy. And my winner, Jackie Kopelman from Racine. Thank you so much, first off, Jackie, for listening and for being a Herman Hermits fan. She's got herself a wonderful Herman's Hermits album from my buddy Ray. And Time and Again, Music and More. He is located in Sturt Event on 9602 Durand Avenue, open 6 days a week. The only day he's not open is Sundays from 1 to 6, right by the antique school mall there on Highway 11. So tomorrow, we'll be doing this again with the Four Tops on WRJN.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close November 5th. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Count on us on air at WRJN, on the web at WRJN.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
27 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. And one or two of your favorite hits, I'm sure. I'm sure if you call me at 262-634-WRJN and request something, I'll put it on for you. Here's the Grassroots.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Oh, temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same.
Song from the Rascals. Groovin', really good on summer days, too. Local news. Timeless SSS. WRJN. Playing you some Glen Campbell.
Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21. I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. See her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
WRJN with local news, timeless hits, and you got leftover pumpkins. Actually, we didn't, but my neighbor, he has like a big, almost a community event on his driveway every year where right before Halloween, he gets like 100 pumpkins. His name is Andy, by the way. Andy, if you're listening, I love you, bro. Anyway, people come over. Actually, I think he had like 105 this year. They come over. They carve pumpkins. It's really cool. Big pumpkin carving party. And then when he's done, you know, they get thrown away. But actually, if you've got leftover pumpkins or gourds or any of that stuff this fall, and rather than throw them out, there's a site called pumpkinsforpigs.org where they where you could drop off pumpkins at a certain place, and then they feed them to farm animals and different sanctuaries whose animals do actually eat pumpkins and gourds and that stuff. So that way you're not throwing it away, and it can be used by animals that could, you know, we really need some help there. So extra food for the animals this year. So pumpkinsforpigs.org, if you got a second. We're going to join Stuart J. Waddles with local news now on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Polls are open. Voters looking to do some last-minute research can see their exact ballot through the My Vote Wisconsin website. The online tool provides voters with a complete list of races and candidates specific to their area. Voters looking for more in-depth information about legislative races can check out the Civic Media Voter Guide for detailed candidate coverage. All of the links relevant to pre-voting and post-voting is at civicmedia.us/vote. Live election coverage starts at 6 on our sister station, 540 WAUK. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is leading an investigation into the death of a 39-year-old inmate at the Kenosha County Jail. Officials in Kenosha County say the man was found unresponsive in his cell on Sunday. Despite immediate medical intervention, he could not be revived. We're working on learning more about what happened. And Kenosha County is an Emmy Award-winning municipality. At the 66th Annual Midwest Emmy Awards over the past weekend, a movie about women's baseball the county helped fund won an award.
An organization called Uniquely Wisconsin produced a feature on the 80th reunion of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which took place in Kenosha County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
A dreary and soggy day today. Scattered showers and even a thunderstorm possible this afternoon. With the potential to become severe, we could see some gusty winds and a brief spin-up. Otherwise, today, expect patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, and breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
A one-hit wonder, but what a cool song. When will I see you again? Oh, my goodness. Just trying to keep the great tunes coming in your requests as well. Got a fun one coming up. That's all I'm going to say. Got a fun one coming up. I'll let you know if it's fun enough for you to recognize.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now. Say you got to me now. Oh, a little bit, come on now.
Local news and time.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One wise apparition, divided by magician. Thank you.
news and timeless hits.
Fun time song.
WRJN.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that man.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Timeless, this right here at WRJN. Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Blue Swede, Johnny Cash before that. And, you know, midway through the song, I'm like, wait a moment. He's got a part where he swears. And that was, you know, the correct version, the Elba version. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to find. Where is it? Where is it? I don't want to offend anybody on a day that's nothing but offending to people right and left. But on Election Day, we're just having fun. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to have fun. All right. So I'm Cindy, WRJN. We have been around for 97 years. The music, not the full 97 years, but close. And of course, Paul Harvey was 57 of those years. And we have him today at 12:05. He's always on at 7:25 with our very own Don Rosen. But today at 12:05, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story right here on WRJN.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Local news, too, with Stuart J. Waddles coming up. Mike Clemens with sports, weather as well. CBS National News coming up.
Well, I lay my head on the railroad track, waiting on the double E. But the train don't run by here no more. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Whoa. Mercy on me. Ooh.
WRJN.